Hey, welcome back to the 5 Minute Strategist. On Saturdays, we focus on you, the CEO. And today I want to ask you what your personal goals are. Setting and pursuing personal goals outside of your business is essential to your personal growth and fulfillment. Yes, we want to succeed at our business, but our personal aspirations are what adds the depth to that feeling of success. It gives us a sense of accomplishment that isn't related to our professional identity, which means it can take some of the pressure off because your business doesn't need to be everything you need all the time. We talk a lot about work-life balance, but one of the ways to get there is to consider how we're balancing our personal growth and business success goals to create a sustainable feeling of success. It's easy for us to get lost in our business. We go all in, we lose sight of everything else, and we just focus on that goal. But when we neglect the personal growth side of things, it can lead to burnout, a lack of creativity, even diminishing your motivation for your business, ultimately. And on the personal growth side, investing in yourself doesn't have to be something massive. It could be a new hobby, a new skill. You're looking to enrich your life and allow yourself to step back for a fresh perspective. This balance ensures that you remain energized and motivated and ready to lead your team, so they're deeply connected. When you're chasing growth, it can be really easy to get tunnel vision and live or die by your business results. But we have to remember that there's an entire world that happens outside of our metaphorical business doors. Personal goals are just for you. They're not tied to a revenue target. They're not tied to a business strategy. They can be anything you want them to be, from running a marathon to just decluttering your closet. But it's about giving yourself permission to think about, what do I want to do? What excites me? Not what does the business need? Not how can I monetize this? And where business success is usually quantified in financial terms. It's like, how much money did we make? How much profit did we make? What's the metric? Our goals are tied to the performance and growth of a business, to something external to us. Personal goals go more into the essence of, like, who are you? What is your identity separate from your business? So these goals are looking more at personal well-being, relationships, life experience, personal growth. And unlike business goals, these personal goals tend to be much more introspective, centered on your individual happiness and what will fulfill you. They're the goals that are going to feed your soul, that are going to keep you grounded and remind you that there is something other than the business. And this is so key, especially if things are tough at work, to know that there is more out there, that you as a person do not hinge on the success or failure of your business. For us as small business leaders, that can be so easy to forget. Our identity can be so wrapped up in our business's identity. Having these personal aspirations does have a positive impact on your business. It's not the reason to have them, but it does have a positive impact, just in case I need to convince you to try them. When you chase personal goals, you're not just improving yourself, but you actually enhance your skills as a business leader. As you learn from your personal goals, you take that learning with you into your leadership role. And let's face it, if you're a happier person, you create a much more positive work environment, which studies have shown creates higher productivity, higher motivation, bottom line impacts. Personal growth feeds professional success. And by setting and achieving personal goals, you could develop parts of yourself you didn't even know existed. You'll find new strengths, you'll be challenged by new weaknesses, and you'll experience growth that makes you into a more well-rounded individual that, again, you take with you into the business, into your leadership role. So when we think about work-life balance, it's not simply a matter of time, how much time I spend at work versus how much time I spend outside of work. It's also about balancing who you are in those roles, you as the small business leader and you as the individual.